Tuesday, farm news on the Red River Farm Network. The crop in west central Minnesota isn't as far behind as originally anticipated. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has more.
The planting season started in mid-May for Herman, Minnesota farmers. While it was a bit delayed, a lot of crop was put into the ground within the first week. Scott Libesmeyer of Lakeside Seeds and Insurance says 2 weeks ago, the corn and soybeans were in poor condition.
I didn't think we'd have any knee-high corn by the 4th of July, but a lot of it is chest-high, over your head, waist-high corn. Soybeans are coming around. I think the treatments help tremendously on the soybean side. We're looking at a lot of new products that we got coming this year. They look like they're coming up fantastic. So, yeah, I think we're above average. How's that?
A critical factor in crop development are growing degree days. Pioneer field agronomist Clyde Tiffany says GDUs have shifted a lot over the last 2 weeks with warmer temperatures.
At Herman, Minnesota, if we planted more typical of what this area planted, we got about 772 GDUs. If we got delayed into the latter part of May, first part of June, 647. If you planted as late as June 10th, we're down about 450. We really aren't as far off as people feared.
Tiffany goes on to say there are several agronomic elements to be monitoring right now. In corn, farmers should be scouting for rootworm and corn borer, as well as considering side dressing options.
If you feel like we lost nitrogen, if a guy says, hey, this corn is too yellow, don't give up on that crop too soon. We can put on side dress even 30 to 50 pounds and get a lot of recovery from that. You can even fly it on with urea, but some guys have side dress application.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Herman, Minnesota, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
Scattered